Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. We're going to continue our conversation now with Mike Clemens, who farms in the Wimbledon, North Dakota, who pretty much faced most everything this growing season, including a very wet spring. And you ended up with a really wet spring. You kind of alluded to it because that's why you stopped planting corn, because you were sick of trying to pull things out all the time. But how much PP did you end up doing this year?
Our farm was just over 55% PP
wow.
this year. And so, you know, when you think it's, you know, the corn and soybean rotation that we're kind of in, where you got a lot of free time during the month of August, no. We were working and spraying PP and getting it in shape and putting a cover crop on it and turnips and radishes and some oats and some barley and some succotash on some other fields. And, you know, that was a lot of work. I think we went through as much diesel fuel as we ever have, so we didn't save anything on fuel costs. But the price of fuel actually was better this year
right.
than previous years, so that was kind of a nice thing. That's what I'm out to doing today. We're kind of finishing up here where we're going to be putting corn next year. We put on a we call it the big blend of potash, phosphorus, and ammonium sulfate. So we've been spreading that on and working it in with the chisel plow, and I'm working some in with a Selford because there's a lot of residue on the field there that the chisel plow might have some trouble with, and on some of this prevent plant ground. So that's kind of what we're doing today. The ground's not froze, but it's interesting with your GPS going up and down the field as you stripe your fields. It looks pretty funny out there. You know, it looks like a zebra in your field. They're black and white all the way through across. And then you turn around and come back and pick up the other swaths when you're finishing the field up. Makes corners more efficient for turning. And it's more fun doing it that way instead of going back and forth on the same line, you know, you have each time.
Right, absolutely. So in the end of everything, it really just sounds like you had maybe one of the most mixed bag years that you may have ever had.
Yeah, really, for not getting crop in the ground, and what crop we got in was actually pretty good and fairly dry. So, yeah, it was really an unusual thing. And then, you know, if you look at the prices, you know, we had prices in January, first part of January, I had some beans in there at $9. I'm going, wow, you know, that's a good place to get started. You can never go wrong hedging some new crop beans at $9. And then watch them go all the way down. I think they got down to $7.50. And then, wouldn't you know, right at harvest time, turn around and we go back up to get $10 beans. Man, that was really something. And corn, too, it had a pretty ugly run there going all the way down, probably in about $2.60 range. And now we're rallied up. I think I just looked the other day, or I think it was $3.50 or $3.60 yeah. for corn right now.
Right.
So, you know, we've had a nice rally out of the crop prices anyway that was totally unexpected. Nobody would – I mean, if you would have bet a guy $100 that we were going to see games like this, you know, it would have been a pretty safe bet. But you call it a royal flush that we had there. Good crop and – on the acres we had in and the good price.
Yep, absolutely. So in the end, you don't have to give me a specific number. Was it a break-even year? Was it a money loser year, or do you actually make a little bit this year?
Well, you know, on the acres we got seeded, I think we did make a little money on them. And on the prevent plant, you know, that's why they call it prevent plant. We have an insurance policy in place there. We pay premium on it, and that's what it's designed to do. It's to keep you in business for the next day. So the money that was paid out on that, it was not all free money by any means, because we had to go back and reclaim all that ground. And we got a lot of money in that, and land payments, and our fixed costs still got to be covered. Just because you don't have a crop, that just doesn't mean that your land payments go away and your machinery payments don't go away either. They're there every day. So, So it was nice to get that prevent plant check and to make sure we can stay in business for the next year. And a lot of optimism going into next year because, you know, fuel prices are still down. Fertilizer prices are pretty reasonable. Feed costs don't seem to be out of line, although they still seem to want to get about $300 for a bag of corn seed. That seems like insanity, but that's what it is. But
yeah.
It's so we're optimistic in the prices looking forward. China's in buying, and And now we got a little news of dry weather down in South America. It's about time that they get a taste of some of the medicine that we've had up here.
Again, that's Mike Clemens, who farms in the Wimbledon, North Dakota area. This is Inside Agriculture.